School Board Vice President Sean O'Brien said he was disheartened at how the community sometimes treated Superintendent Glenn Gelbrick.
I am embarrassed as a community member to see that the degree of personal attacks, unfounded, and mischaracterizations of an individual who is truly so remarkable.
O'Brien says Gelbrick was criticized in various venues, including school board meetings, for not being invested in the community. He says Gelbrick always took the high road. Board member Lisa Worrell referred to this as Gelbrick's constant state of professionalism.
I guess it's unimaginable to me. Not unimaginable, but very impressive. It's one thing to have a disagreement on a professional level, but it's another to be taken to task and given personal attacks on one's character. And that's really unfortunate. And I appreciate your calm and your professionalism on all levels.
Worrell says criticism increased during recent contract negotiations between the district and teachers union. At a board meeting last October, a Juno teacher said Gelbrick was not a permanent or voting member of the community. Later that same meeting, Gelbrick clarified that he is indeed both. Worrell says, contrary to what community members may have thought, Gelbrick made an effort to become part of the community. Here she is addressing Gelbrick on Tuesday.
You have become a member of the Chamber of Commerce, of the Rotaries, I think, the Alaska Native Brotherhood.
Gelbrick says being criticized is part of public service, but emphasized the warmth of Juno, calling it a community that embraces.
There are many, many people in this community and in this school district who have welcomed me into their homes and into their lives and into their families, and I'll be eternally grateful. These are lifelong friends that I'll have forever.
Gelbrick joined the Juno School District as superintendent in 2009. His current contract expires in June 2016. Gelbrick turned in his letter of resignation 2 weeks ago, citing personal and private reasons, and wrote he did not yet have another job. Since January, Gelbrick was passed up for two superintendent jobs in Montana and Idaho. The board clarified that he will not be getting a severance package when he leaves in July. Gelbrick says he's proud of the work he's done with the board, administration, and teachers who've made the effort to improve education. School board member Destiny Sargent praised Gelbrick for his leadership.
It's with regret that I will vote to accept your resignation. I think that it's nothing short of a miracle that with 17% budget cuts, we have still managed in spite of it.
The district's graduation rate has improved during Gelbrick's term, despite consecutive years of budget reductions. With no one from the public offering comment, the board approved the resignation 6-1. Board President Sally Sadler voted no. She said Juno is letting the best thing that's ever happened to its students get away. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.